Yo, Gurmans, this is Enjoy the Kaya.
Soft Swami.
And this is Goy's
Cast.
Yo, and it's just like a podcast, but we put Goy's in it.
What you doing was scared happen, man.
It's that simple.
Come sip on this androgynous cocktail, man.
Hey, bruh.
Hey. What you saying?
First Goy Cast.
Hey, we really got the very first Goy Cast. We're getting straight audio now. What you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
You think viewers can appreciate that a little bit more? Or?
They better. I want to tell you, we're already doing too much. I need to pull back
we're
a little.
Always doing the absolute most.
Hey.
Anyway, I hope you guys have been swerving down Goy's lane. You know what I mean? Jumping on board and involving yourself in all the things that we're trying to get done. You know? Reaching out, making a community.
Exactly. So, being that this is the first episode, we want to get straight to it. What is this topic that we are talking about?
It's the Goy explanations, bro.
We need to explain everything from top to bottom.
About Goy's lane and what we're doing and where we're trying to go with it.
Where we going, man?
To the top. If we don't gas it, who else will?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's this is self-appreciation true. And self-love.
It's important. It's always important. But we started this thing just not really knowing what it could be, but knowing that we needed to do something that was impactful in some way, some sort.
Yeah.
And we needed to do it. And it honestly started from a little scrapbook and us creating a scene of Goy's, this word that we's now in love with on everything.
Everything. You know where the inspiration came from? We was watching that video.
Masego. Like, shout out to that guy.
That. Honestly, that song right there, that started a lot of brain juices for Goy's. Like, that really got a lot of things flowing, to be honest.
No, and it's changed. Like, you guys, it's changed completely from what it started as. Like, it started as one thing, and now it's this thing.
I think it's evolving.
Yeah.
It's evolution.
It's evolving with us. And, we're just so happy that so many of you guys support it and love it.
Yeah.
And it's, we see so much of the appreciation. Because if I had this when I was younger,
listen,
or like needed this type of, and we can all say that no matter what ages we are, we can say if I had this when I was younger,
it would have made life a lot easier. I tell you that.
Jeez, you see people like me talking
about it. Like, no, you're going to be all right. You're just different. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're and attracted to different things. And
of course.
It is what it is. That wasn't your choice.
But I think I always struggle with that because I've always been a gay woman. You know, I've never really preferred the term lesbian. It felt very specific and very feminine, honestly. When it was just lesbian sounds like women, women.
I think the people have made it kind of a more flowery term, but
yeah, that's why I don't fuck
I
with
just
it.
Yeah, I don't that I don't feel like that's what I identify as.
No, so it's always been a gay woman because I felt like it had this masculine turn to it. And it worked for me, but I think as Goy's has grown, I'm now a Goy, and I need to accept that the femininity that comes with us as gay women is needs to be talked about, acknowledged. And it's okay.
It is okay.
Like,
I used to go by gent.
Right.
Like, I didn't want to say stud because I wasn't at, like,
that level.
I wasn't that level of aggressive. Like, I think I've always been more of a gentle lady. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And I learned that from you.
Right. So, to me, it made more sense. Like, I can't be out here trying to tell guys, like, brah, you got to treat the woman different. Like, you know what I mean? You can't be doing it. Like, open the door. It ain't going to kill you. Like, you know what I'm saying?
And I'm learning.
On a date. Like, being like a proper gent. But the evolution of how Goy's has went, I think definitely, I see this is a more fluid term for me because, you embrace the more feminine part of yourself. And it has to be done. Like, you know what I mean?
It has to.
I think that's a larger problem. People not accepting the feminine parts.
Yes, embracing all parts of us that make us who we are. Because I am feminine in a lot of ways that I didn't really acknowledge, and masculine in so many ways.
Yeah,
you know? And that indifference, that androgynous look, is okay. And this,
I like it.
To me, it's an inclusive term for that, for the androgyny, for the
Goy's. It's whoever always. You are, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
That's what, it boils
it's,
down
it's
to.
It's crazy how much it has just blew up right before our eyes, because it was just opportunity after opportunity. And it's, I go places and it's just like, goys.
Yeah, like, goy. Like, I see
it's crazy. And I don't know about you guys, because we're not selling clothes. We're not a service. We're not a product. We are people. We are a
product.
You know what I mean?
People products.
No, yes, yes.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yes, it's, yes. But we're, I don't know. It's a different thing. I'm glad we're doing it. And honestly, we are impressed. We are just as impressed as you are. With everything that's come out of this.
Every time.
I'm going to tell you, I was shocked.
Shocked to my very core. Shocked. No, honestly, I always thought that once we started and got the ball rolling, it could be something for real. And I know with all Kaya's background and all her skills, I knew this was something that we could do. I just didn't think it'll go her. You know what I mean?
No. Don't let Dreezy Dawn play it. Dreezy is a person that you can ask for any idea. No, she's going to give you a few. Some may sound crazy, but I want to tell you, you're sitting on a jam on any of those ideas.
You
feel me?
She's
going to nickname my girlfriend after we found out she's a Spanish teacher, Tamale. You love, I'm going to Tamale tatted on me. You understand? That's how far her inspiration has got. You know what I mean? And that is, I don't know my girlfriend as anything else besides Tamale. Like, when I am mad at her, she is fuck Tamale. Like, it is consistently.
No, you remember that time I tried to call her by her first name?
Shantae.
She did not like that. She was like, no, Dreezy.
Don't do that.
No. I'm Tamale. So, like, it's like, no.
You guys, this is what I'm saying is right now, this is how inspirational Dreezy is in terms of coming up with an idea that just sticks, and it is what it is, and it is who you are. You know what I mean? So I can create all of these crazy graphics without having any idea of what that graphic's about and what it's supposed to create, show, and emotion. You know what I mean? Yeah, I do. And in design. So is team work, and I think
it is work. It's what work.
But I want to tell you, some months it was too much work, and I want to tell you, me and Dreezy, the friendship held known by a thread. I want to tell you.
It was some days where you're like, yo, nah, bro. Fuck you today.
I don't know.
Our friendship is very close, right? It's a very tight-knit situation.
We already talked too much and putting goys on top of it. Because I'm going to tell you a person, when me and Dreezy could FaceTime for a few hours and talk.
Easy.
And then, fuck, we send each other things on Instagram consistently, okay, about all the things
all
that be happening.
All kinds of things. We ain't getting
gonna get into that. But we are very
another episode.
Consistent friends where we already talk enough, so then putting business on top of that, and these are things we need to talk about. And then it became this thing and this drag where we no longer had conversations about the reckless stuff we would just have conversations about. It was always about work.
It was always goys. And I think now we're learning to balance that. Like, sometimes we have, like, calls and we're like, nah, this is a friendly call.
This is
like,
just us, like, bro. What you saying? What you doing? How
you
feeling?
Mean? Like a basic check-in with what we do. Because people think we talk every single day. There are some weeks where we might not talk all week.
Yeah.
Because, like, life has just gotten away. Like, a quick check-in, but not, like, really got
nothing
to talk.
Nothing too serious,
you know?
Yeah.
And then we'll both have a day where we'll got some free time and, like, spend a few hours talking shit, catching up.
It's important.
And then a little bit of goy sometimes leaks in there because we're always trying to think
always got
forward.
Ideas. And it's like, goys was something that we thought was this one thing. It was this one video. It was this one thing we had to create. And it's became this thing where it's so many.
It's so many
things we need to do, and we are honest to God working on it.
Yeah,
you know, we extend any invitation to help us, because this thing that we've created for ourselves is so huge and so big, and we try to fill this hole.
Absolutely, we're trying to get ready for the next level, and I think, you know, anybody who has created something new, that at some point you do need help. You know what I mean? No man's an island or whatever the case is. Like, sometimes you need somebody might have a different expertise, and even sometimes just a different perception of the situation, or, you know what I mean? Sometimes
of course.
That extra eye Because I think sometimes we agree on a lot of things.
No, but we
then
do.
We have different, very that different also, outlooks. Yes, and then sometimes, yeah, the outlook.
The outlook. And this is when the extended team comes in, you know, because we have people around us that, you know, we don't really shed light to or discuss, but they help these wheels turn. And they're the reason why this one thing has stopped happening. Because they called it out and said, I don't think Goy's Lane needs to do that no more.
Hey, listen, you know shout out to everybody on the Goy's team.
He's yes.
Got, you got Taquito.
Yes.
Taquito. Yeah. You got Fernie Fern. Olsen and his Fun Fern.
Yes. Every
you got Najee, who's been involved
hey,
in
DNA Days.
Listen.
Day one. Shut season one.
Crazy.
Crazy, crazy.
She's done a lot. You know, she's a Goy model. She's a full Goydle.
Yeah,
like she was the first Goydle.
She is someone we could take a picture of, do anything of at any time, and we're very appreciative of what she's been able to extend to us in terms of flexibility. And that's my support. Baby sis. She's gonna do it regardless,
baby sis.
Hey, love you.
Trying to bully. Don't not be trying to bully.
Love you, little baby. But honestly, Tamale, she is good.
Hey, Tamale keeps everything flowing and keeps everybody in check.
She's the reason that Goy's even exists, because she's the push and she's always the
that final say. Like, nah, guys, if it's not gonna be, nah, nope. Tamale's gonna say she is. We don't like that for us.
Through every video, I'm gonna tell you every video you got to watch, just finalized it. Said it was good to go. You know, she is everything in between. Yeah, so
for real, shout out to Tamale.
Hey,
Tamale Wally. A.K.A. Rooks.
Gosh, that
A.K.A.
was...
A.K.A. a lot of things.
Hey, that was the real goof monster.
Max. Max, which...
Hey, me again. That's on a different episode. Stop. But okay, this was the Goy explanation.
This is the Goy explanation for...
Yeah, like, man. For
the whole situation. Hey. Like, it's just grown into this thing. And we're going to keep seeing where it evolves to. We don't want to put restraints
we're
on it.
We're not,
you know,
gonna,
what I mean?
Stop. Hey, it's getting a little pricey, but it's like
I'm gonna do the
most that I can do for you in order for this message to be heard. Because nothing there's a lot of things we decide not to do.
Yeah.
Because that's not genuine.
Yeah, it does.
And
don't
we're not
feel
about
right
that.
For us, yeah.
You know, we're only doing what's right for us.
And I think once we start opening the gates to these conversations, like, we welcome people to come on and bring the views, like, rather you're straight, bi, gay, queer, indifferent, what, listen.
Whatever you are, you are a Goy, baby, because the masculinity,
you know what I mean?
And femininity, it just, it's
just
all in there.
Just let it flow. Yeah. Just let it flow, and we're open to having these conversations with whoever, because I think they need to be heard, you know what I mean?
We've been looking
for representation, and
everywhere.
That's what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. So this is Goy's.
This is the Goy's cast, man.
Yo, man. Thanks for listening.
Appreciate you. Peace.
Bye.